Chapter 4. I have a memory. I was 9 years old, and Brian Wyckoff was hiding in my closet when I arrived home from school. I had gone upstairs to change from my pretty dress into jeans and a t-shirt. The moment I opened the sliding closet doors, he jumped out.
Surprise!
While I was still screaming, he dragged me over to my bed and... No point in getting clinical. Suffice it to say, I was never the same again. I never screamed during the daytime again, either. Not when I was shot in the hip during a drug raid gone bad with Scottsdale PD, nor the time I took a bullet in the shoulder while working a private case. If there was one thing Brian Wyckoff had taught me, it was how to keep my mouth shut. Now, irony of ironies, he wanted to talk. I thought about the wisdom of a sit-down for a while, then returned his call. When and where?
Lena, honey.
His voice quavered. Whether from age or fear, I couldn't tell. Don't honey me, you child-raping son of a bitch. You want to talk? Tell me when and where and never call me honey again.
You don't have to.
When and where, or I'm hanging up.
Someplace private.
Bullshit on private, you creep. It's public or nothing.
Please, I'm not a creep.
When and where?
Tomorrow?
What time?
9-ish? In the morning?
9 on the dot. Where?
The Denny's on Apache Boulevard. They've got a quiet area in the back where...
See you at 9 tomorrow. I slammed the phone down. Then I ran into the bathroom and threw up. Jimmy was waiting for me at my desk when I emerged.
I was on the verge of breaking down the door.
Good thing you didn't. I'd hate to have more repair bills around here.
Please tell me that wasn't Brian Wyckoff on the phone.
Okay, that wasn't Brian Wyckoff on the phone. The tribal tattoo on Jimmy's temple always darkened when he was angry, and it was beyond pitch black now.
Sit down, Lena. We have to talk.
I've never had a conversation worth having when the other person started it by saying, "We have to talk." So I did the only thing possible. I left. By the time I got back from Scottsdale Fight Pro, yes, I belonged to two different gyms, Jimmy had gone home for the day. It was.